he will be giving the social media presentation, is that correct?
Yes, I believe so. I have a PowerPoint that the staff, I mean, the secretary is going to share for me. How much time, please?
45 minutes. Do you need a gentle reminder?
Yes, we'd like a general reminder. You say 45 minutes. Does that include the motion that we're putting forward?
Yes, that includes a 20-minute Q&A and time for the motion.
Okay.
Did you mean this one, or did you?
No, the social media one.
Oh, I think that's true. Sorry, we got our secretaries mixed up.
So I'll give a reminder at when.
20 minutes, please. 25 minutes, please.
25 minutes to go, right?
Yes.
Got it. Thanks.
Hi everyone, my name is Bill. I'm an adult child, grateful for this ACA fellowship and all of the people in it. Back in 2021 to 2022, we started talking about social media with the Public Services Committee. This was something that was not in our immediate radar. And it just made sense to start looking at it. We attended, a couple of us attended a share day with other major 12-step programs and listened to their presentations on social media and the effect it was having on raising awareness and expansion. So we decided to do an investigation, and we talked about it with the delegates at the February 2023 QDM. We didn't receive any negative feedback about doing a pilot project. So we did a pilot project in March of 2023. We launched Facebook, a Facebook page. And that follow-up report was given at the 2023 ABC and began to outline how we were setting up the project and along with some preliminary results, which were quite amazing. The project continued throughout 2023 with the results of the year-long project showing much increased engagement while not encountering any issues regarding the traditions. A couple of other social media platforms were later on tested as more knowledge was gained from the project. Next slide, please. So our Facebook page is this right here. It's a page that's highly visible to the public. Like I said, we haven't had any real traditions problems with anybody. We haven't had any fights. We haven't had any major upheavals of any kind so far, and knock on wood. The thing about Facebook is if you want to have a page like this, you have to allow comments. Facebook will not let you have a page if you don't allow comments. We were going to turn the comments off and just put out information, but it doesn't work that way. You can do it in other ways, but you can't do it with a page like this that has the ability to reach people. So next slide, please. So how are we doing after 1 year with Facebook? Well, you can see from these red arrows here, we have 1,842 followers, and we've reached over 25,000 people with our posts, about 315, 14 posts since we started in March of 2023. Next slide, please. These are some of the posts that we put up. You can see we're doing the daily meditation. We've enhanced it quite a bit so that it looks a little bit more than just plain white and black text. It seemed to have gotten more likes and more, interactions, engagements, if you will, by having these high-res, daily meditations posted on the website. Next slide, please. The best performing post that we ever had was the post announcing a 12-step of adult children workbook study group that began last August. The reach was 4,203 people. It was higher than 1,000% higher than our average reach on Facebook. It received 919% more reactions. and it received 6,000% more comments than our average posts on Facebook. So we learned something from that. People want to know about events and about things they can participate in. Next slide, please. So as I said, we started looking at other social media because we tested a video on Instagram, and the results were astounding. We got immediate, much more engagement with Instagram than we did with Facebook posts. So we figured out by doing some research and talking to experts that videos are really the way social media is moving. It's moving away from static pages like Facebook and more into the reels or the videos that you can post on online social media platforms. Just from the beginning of 2024 with Instagram was the number of people who saw our content was 26,000.8. That is amazing because it took us a year to get to 25,000 with Facebook. So in only a matter of a few months, we were at 26,000 people who saw the content. Content interactions, 2.9K. If you remember from the earlier slide of Facebook, the interaction or the followers was 1.8. New visitors to the profile, 1.1K. So what I can tell you is today, looking at Instagram statistics, it's already at 32.7 in number of people with reach. So it's increased 9,000 in just about a month and a half. The Facebook only increased by about 2,000 in that same time. So we're getting much better reach from Instagram. Next slide, please. Here's the numbers I was just talking about. We can go on to the next slide. We tried some video reels, and what we did is we just put some music and some movement to the daily affirmation. And believe it or not, it got 22% more engagement than just having a still picture of the affirmation. Next slide, please. So we had an actor who volunteered their time for this particular experiment. He's not an ACA member. It's an actor, works in the profession. He did some videos of reading the affirmation out loud from the book. And what we saw from that was this was the highest performing content. Video content outperforms any photo content with faces performing the best. Our content performs better than the industry average. There's a strong need for ACA's message on Instagram, we concluded. The reach was 1,380 higher than typical, 1,389 impressions, 1,550 plays, watch time and all that jazz that social media nerds would get that I don't really want to know about too much. Next slide, please. These are some of the posts that are already getting viral responses with 1,000 to 2,000 views. Now, I know that, Hollywood actors get millions of views, but we're not spending any money on promoting our brand. This is all organic. This is nothing. We're not putting any money behind the social media algorithms or anything like that. We found success reaching people who affiliate with AA as they respond well to our post. Next slide, please. We even tried TikTok just to see what the effect would be. We're using the same videos that we were on Instagram to maximize the time used to create videos and their reach. Highest performing content in the last 4 months saw a reach of 1,665 people, 3 hours and 30 minutes of watch time. Next slide, please. Our goal is to use these two platforms for their high organic reach potential using video to spread the ACA message and grow an online community of fellow travelers. Next slide, please. Here's some global social media usage statistics. 4.95 billion people currently use social media worldwide, up more than double from 2.7 billion in 2015. The average social media user engages with an average of 6.7 various social media platforms. 61.4% of the global population in the world use social media. Among audiences aged 18 plus, that's as high as 80.8%. Facebook is the leading social network, 3.3 billion monthly active users, followed by YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, and WeChat. According to the Global Web Index, the average number of social media platform users aged 16 to 64 access regularly on a monthly basis 6.7 worldwide. Next slide, please. Which social media platforms are most common? Well, YouTube is a leader, as is Facebook. The other ones aren't as common, but they don't have as big a market share, but they still pull in different views. Next slide, please. Social media platforms per user. Brazil averages 8 platforms per user. India averages 7.8 platforms per user. USA averages 6.7. UK averages 6.4. Japan averages 3.5. Some more key statistics by the total population. On average, 61.4% of the world are active social media users, regardless of age. On average, 80.8% of the world's population aged 18 plus are active on social media. Globally, the average time a person spends on social media a day is 2 hours, 144 minutes. Out of the 51 countries surveyed, people in Nigeria spend the most daily time networking at 3 hours and 49 minutes. People in Japan spend the least daily time networking at 49 minutes. Next slide, please. This is some more charts and things like that that break down by, growth of social media year over year, which gender uses the most, you know, whether they're using a mobile device the platforms again. It's all in the presentation in the binder. Please, next slide. Okay, thank you very much. This concludes the presentation side of it. Sue, were you going to present the motion on the behalf of the board, or do we want to take questions at this point? It's up to the body.
We would present the motion and then get a second.
I don't know if you were planning to present it, Sue, or if you wanted me to. It's up to you.
Bill, is it fine for Bill? I would like Bill to be able to give the motion because he's worked so hard on it. Is that okay with everybody? And we need to legally do it because I'm the trustee, I'll do it. But I would like Bill to say it. We good? Go ahead, Bill. And it'll be the Bill and Sue. Go ahead.
All right. So I'll just post it in the chat for everyone.
Yeah.
So it's a very short motion. The background is a lot longer. It contains some of what I said, but the motion essentially is to approve the use of social media as a public awareness and outreach tool by ACAWSO while adhering to the traditions and its use.
Thank you, Bill. And Tamara's suggesting we can say it for the minutes that Bill is saying this on behalf of SUV Board of Trustees. Thank you.
Thank you. And do I have a second? I see PA0124 nodding his head. Okay, so we have a second from Buddy. We will now do 20 minutes of Q&A. So if you have any questions, please raise your hand. And WEB0310.
Thank you. Bill, will you be looking at attaching the bookshop to the, I know on Facebook you can sell items. The reason why I ask the question is that we've had discussions, yourself and I, where a lot of people come into our fellowship via Amazon with a big red book under their arm, and it's the first time they've ever been to a meeting because they've got onto Amazon and looked up adult children of alcoholic and dysfunctional. And then they worked out, brought the book and read the big red book and then discovered that there are meetings. Are you looking at a way to actually connect the social media platforms to our literature? Thank you. And by the way, I had my hand up to actually second the motion.
Thank you, George. Yes, we are looking at that. It's one of the side benefits of the social media awareness page is that it can direct people to our website to get books and literature. The Google Analytics tool is a very complex tool. There's a person that's working with Brad and the IT committee that is looking at ways to connect social media to drive newcomers to show newcomers the path to our website, where they're building building a newcomer realm in the new website, so that when people get there, they're not looking at a bunch of menu choices. They'll know where to go. They'll be guided into what the first things that a newcomer needs to do. But you have to spend a little money sometimes to get these programs that'll do that. But the return on investment is pretty high from what I can tell. We need to do some more. Yeah.
And WEB0473, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Thank you. I'm going to try and keep this simple and gentle. What went into the decision to go with an actor for the Instagram videos versus reaching out to the fellowship? My concern is that we don't want to project, and I say this as a middle-aged white man, we don't want to project that we're not a diverse group. Has there been any research into, rather than having a paid actor, doing something like animations with simple animations that don't equate gender, race, ethnicity,
dental time,
disability? That would be my question. Thank you.
To respond, no, there's not been any research done on animations. We went with this actor because it was free and because he was not an ACA member. All of the major 12-step people programs use actors in their videos instead of members, obviously. We do have some opportunities with members, but only showing them from behind, and we want to explore that as well.
Thank you. And then I have someone that's having trouble raising their hand, but they did send me a message when this started. MEX0042, Renee.
Hi, thank you, Carmen. My question/comment is there has been a huge uptick in bombing on our Zoom meetings in the last 2 or 3 months. We have 3 meetings a week that we hold on Zoom, and we don't get through a week without at least one of the 3 being bombed. And last week, even the bombers now have figured out how to write on screen shares. And I don't know if there's a correlation between us being on social media and that, but it's a concern for sure. So thank you.
Thank you for your comment. I don't know the answer to that either. I do know that our tech team has put together a very prolific Zoom bombing, anti-Zoom bombing, procedures on our website. If you want to check with them, they can be glad to guide you to that.
Thank you. VA107, Ben.
Hi, thanks for your work on this bill and your good presentation. You guys thought about X. What are the drawbacks of being on formerly Twitter, now called X?
Have we thought about the drawbacks?
Well, have you thought about using it? And if you're shying away, what are the drawbacks? What are the pros and cons? Any thoughts about using it? That's all.
No, we don't have any plans for X right now. You know, we're focusing on the ones that allow videos to be uploaded and that are working with each other, like Instagram and Facebook. TikTok, we're not even that thrilled with, but Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, eventually, we'd like to have some informative videos. I think AA has 109 videos on YouTube, and it really carries their message well.
Well, lots of videos on X. I just encourage you to take a look at it. I don't know how they play with Facebook and Instagram and other platforms. Maybe they don't, but I think there's a huge audience, potential audience there for you.
Thank you. We will.
Thank you.
Thank you. And IG645, Elisa?
Yes, thank you. And I will say that I am in favor of this activity of ours. Also, I would like, maybe for my understanding, to ask some questions. So how do you deal with this question of anonymity? So what I mean, when I'm like pressing some button of heart on or any next direction, I'm showing that who I am in though I would need like to make the second account, and it makes it anonymity, like I don't know, Jane Doe or something. And the second question is, well, who is responsible for preparing all those content? And I'm following all our WSO accounts, but who is preparing all of this? So is it some special workers or is it volunteers? Thank you.
Yeah, in order to do this pilot project, we had to get someone that knew something about social media and setting up a page like that. So the board approved a small amount of money to do that, to hire someone to set that page up for us. He happened to be an ACA member, so he was very familiar with the traditions as well. We put information on the page about anonymity. We made it very clear that ACA members should not say, I'm an ACA member, and break their anonymity at the public level. You know, just because I like a post on Facebook in a group that I'm in doesn't mean that I'm a member of whatever that is. It just means that I'm an average person that came across Facebook that liked something. I think there's a difference between saying you're an ACA member and then doing activities that other people can do that aren't members as well. So that's what I would gauge our anonymity monitor on.
Thank you. NJ139, Jeanette.
Sorry, the unmute thing. I apologize. Mostly what I want to say is that I really actually like the social media stuff. And you bringing this up brings me to an awareness of possibly like adding this to the script announcements in our meetings in order to tell people about this, because as you said, me liking and following these things does not reveal my anonymity in any way, shape, or form. However, is as people choose to do that, especially if it's in a lump sum after you've told us here about this, and it happens over the course of the next like week or two, it interestingly, from what I understand, creates a boost. So I would just like to say thank you for telling me, because I'm going to be able to bring this back as awareness to my meeting of people of what they can follow. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then I'm going to go to someone that I don't think we've heard from. CA218 Crystal.
Hi. Crystal here, an adult child, and
That's been excellent information, and I'm really glad to see the work that was put into that, and I really appreciate all of the people on the committee that did that created that. And I as I was sitting here, I was thinking about what has happened with the pandemic and all of these Zoom meetings that we are now engaged in and working on, and that's what I'm actually representing is a Zoom meeting out of California. I'm wondering, is there any data and or is there any information about how Zoom meetings are working and how they're engaged and what kind of services coming out of Zoom meetings? I just, you know, I happen to be in a group that's large, that's very engaged and has a lot of people in service, but I know a lot of meetings come and go because people come and they dip in, but they don't really actually engage and participate in the service pieces of those meetings.
Dental time.
You know, I haven't done any studies on that myself. I don't know if I'll defer to IT manager Brad if he has any studies or anything like that. But I can tell you that there's 1,183 online meetings listed in our meeting directory right this minute. And 1183, and then if I search all the meetings, it's 2699 listed registered meetings in our, and I know this isn't all the meetings in the world, but it's nearly half. I mean, it's almost 50% of the meetings are registered as online.
Thank you. TEL0341.
Thank you. There certainly isn't any doubt about the popularity of social media. That you spent a part of your presentation on talking about how popular it is, and there isn't any doubt. I do wonder, though, about Tradition 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, TV, films, and other public media. And we know that the traditions are there to support groups' health. I think we're jumping into sort of potentially problematic waters with using social media. And how are you distinguishing between attraction and promotion? And I have seen members in service, high levels of ACA service, state their position in ACA on social media. And I just see it as potentially problematic, while I am not at all doubting the popularity of it. So the attraction versus promotion part concerns me.
And well, it should, as that's a cornerstone of our traditions. I look very seriously at that, and I look at it this way, Kelly. How do people attracted to us if they don't know we exist? I get email after email here in the office saying, and you know, I can't find a meeting such and such. I didn't even know you guys existed. When I was in Florida going to meetings, face-to-face meetings down there before the pandemic, almost every other week, somebody would come in and sit down and say, I never knew you guys existed. They can't be attracted to us if they don't know we're here. So my answer to the promotion thing is we're not out there saying, hey, we're the greatest program going. Hey, come see us. We've got the answers to everything. We're saying, this is who we are, and this is where you can find us.
Thank you. WEB0384, Patty.
Hey, all. Thank you all who put together who've been working on the internet project. Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate the work you put into the presentation, and I especially appreciate in the background the timeline, so that we can understand that this has been, you know, the project has been consistently worked on. And I'm wondering, it says in the background, the project was continued through 2023 with the results of the year-long project showing much increased engagement while not encountering any issues regarding the traditions. And I'm wondering, prior to 2023, were there any issues when the piloting was just beginning with the traditions? And I was looking at some other reference resources about how AA uses the internet, and I'm wondering, For example, some AA websites contain password protecting sections for members only. I'm wondering how we go about, I'm in favor of this, definitely, but I'm wondering how we go about protecting and thank you.
5 minutes left for Q&A.
Quick answer, Patty, is that we didn't have any social media presence before 2023. 2023 is when we started. We started talking about it with public services in 2021 and 2022, and they were looking at it as a committee, but no social media page was created until March of 2023. And I agree, there are certain areas of the website that could be pass protected for members only, but we haven't got to that need yet. It hasn't come to the consciousness yet. So
thank you. NY142, Mark.
Yes, Mark, adult child. I want to thank everyone for doing service on this. I kind of stepped out of my box, even being here, and I'm glad I did. I'm representing our group. Quick question. Some of the questions I had were already answered. So what the remaining one I do have is, in the production of these social media reels or whatever they are, Is there anything interjected in there that would maybe alleviate someone's concerns about anonymity? That's all.
Not yet. We've just focused on the daily meditations right now. We do have a pilot video that was done with an ACA member sitting with his back to the camera, with the sun shining at him, so he's more of a silhouette. And he talks about how he found ACA in a 15-second interval. We haven't got it ready for release yet, but you bring up a good point.
That's great. I didn't know it even existed. I didn't even know you were on social media. I haven't seen any of them.
Okay, sorry. So I'll need to move on to the next question. IG70 Karen.
Good afternoon. My name is Karen. I'm an adult child. Thank you for this very detailed report. I really love that we're exploring this and working on this. It feels like an obvious avenue for carrying the message in 2024, so appreciate the work on it. That said, it falls so squarely within the framework provided by Tradition 5 of carrying the purpose of the fellowship is to carry the message to the adult child who still suffers. I find myself wondering why it requires a motion to the ABC to be approved. Thank you so much.
I will say, I would almost let Josh answer this, but I'll say because it's a matter of large policy that ACA move into the realm of social media. That's why it's here before the ABC.
Thank you. CA1006, Carol.
Yes, mostly it's just a comment. I am 85 and I have grandchildren. I have children. And one great grandchild, and they're all on social media. I can't talk to all of them every day. I don't live anywhere near any of them. And so I get to see their lives on social media, and especially those that actually have some movement in them, you know. I have one who does silking, so she's like a circus performer almost. So it's really wonderful. And as to the one question about Zoom bombers, just have to be careful about how you list. That's what we've been doing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have 1 minute left. We'll take the last question. WEB1148, Ashaya.
Hi. Yeah, thanks so much for letting me share. First of all, again, I want to applaud the kind of work that's been done on this. I, like others, have some reservations about social media as being kind of in opposition to some of our traditions, but I also understand the potential idea of social media being almost an extension of our website, being like another hub for people to access the materials. That being said, it seems like there's a lot of questions about what the execution would be like. So my question/point would be, what are the social media policies and our essentially our guidelines for how, what we will and won't do on social media? For instance, if we have an Instagram, will it be comments off? I know that there's that you're able to do things.
So we haven't developed a lot of detail on policies and procedures yet because it wasn't approved by the ABC delegates. Now that it's come up for a vote, if you guys approve it, then we'll develop policies and procedures, and they will be, you know, approved by the committee and by the board before they're implemented. You guys are just, you know, we don't do a lot of work if we don't think that there's going to be a positive result from it. We just can't extend the effort and then have it shot down and say, well, no, thanks for everything, but no. So the policies and procedures will come next.
Okay, thank you. We are running a little bit behind, but specifically on this section, we have 12 minutes left. So I am going to take just the last question. WEB, and then we'll vote. WEB0280.
I wanted to say I appreciate that y'all are pursuing a social media presence. As a younger person, I can say that a lot of times, like social media is essentially like another one of the main like search engines, like hubs for finding things. I think there are definitely, if you look at the way certain things are promoted on social media, it can be really obvious when somebody is trying to make you join something versus when it's just like, this exists, and you can make your choice. And I definitely think there's a way to go about it that while presenting it, that's positive, I guess, and isn't pushing people to do something they wouldn't otherwise.
All right, thank you. And then we will now move to vote. The answer choices will be, I agree with this motion and it should be sent to Worldwide Online Voting. I agree in substance with this motion, but do not feel it is ready for approval. I do not support this motion and I abstain.
Okay, so It's gonna have the main motion at the top. They also provided some background, which we have there in smaller text. Okay, and so we're gonna go ahead and launch the poll in just a second here. I'll let you know.
And we'll do 2 minutes for the poll.
And it is launched. 2 minutes from now, can a timer put up 2 minutes for us?
15 seconds. Time's up.
Thank you. We're closing the poll. And I'm bringing up the results. Okay, and there we go. Looks like, I'm gonna make it just a little bigger. Oops, that's a little too big. Okay, it looks like we had 92%. That was for the motion to go to online voting. Just two votes that agreed with the substance, didn't think it was ready, and three didn't support it. Okay.
Okay, thank you. So that will go to worldwide online voting. And then before I turn it over to Marcus, I'm going to call on PA124 Tom, if you can raise your hand. Perfect. He wanted to just talk about a comment that he made.